Thank you, Ian. And now we can move on to our last batch of news in this part one. A bit more of the natural world with stories of a colourful parrot, Norfolk terriers, seals and an otter. But first, an international move by Norwich crop scientists. Norfolk crop scientists have been given a leading role in an international partnership aiming to boost global food security. The John Innes Centre, based at the Norwich Research Park, has been selected as the UK lead for a new centre created to strengthen ties with CGIAR, formerly the Consultative Group for International Agricultural Research. As part of the world's largest global agricultural innovation network, the new virtual hub aims to harness the UK's strengths in science and technology and forge dynamic new collaborations to tackle climate change and global food security. JIC researchers will lead a project working alongside national partners in Kenya, Egypt, and Pakistan. The focus is on developing wheat crops with enhanced resistance to diseases and elevated levels of iron, an essential micronutrient for human health. And, with higher wheat yields being crucial to meet the food demands of a growing global population, it also aims to speed up the plant breeding process by adopting new techniques such as genome editing and developing data-driven approaches.
A brightly coloured exotic bird has been spotted flying around the Norfolk Broads. Adam Spruce, a nature photographer, captured a picture of the bird while walking in St Bennet's Abbey near Horning. Further research revealed it to be an eastern rosella parrot, which is native to south-eastern Australia. The parrot has a bright multicoloured plumage with a fully red breast and blue tail wings. Eastern rosellas are not known to migrate, leading experts to believe it has escaped captivity from a nearby home or business.
Both Norfolk and Norwich terriers have appeared in the Kennel Club's list of most vulnerable dog breeds, some with fewer than 300 new puppy births a year. Norfolk terriers appear on the organisation's At Watch list, which tracks total births between 300 to 450 per year, while Norwich terriers make the vulnerable native breed with fewer than 300 births per year. Aiming to raise awareness for at-risk breeds, the Kennel Club said, "We find that people tend to choose a breed from the pool of breeds they've heard of before, so it's important that if you're thinking about getting a dog, you consider the lesser-known breeds." Norfolk and Norwich terriers were first bred in the Victorian era as working dogs, which were most often used as ratters to hunt rodents. They're the smallest breed of working dog in the UK and first gained independent breed status in 1964. A Norfolk terrier can be distinguished from a Norwich terrier by its drop ears, while the latter has prick ears. The life expectancy of a Norfolk terrier is 8 to 14 years, with some growing as old as 17.
Hundreds of seals have been photographed on a Norfolk beach, with pupping seasons well underway. The image was snapped by National Trust Ranger Beth Davenport at Blakeney Point on the North Norfolk coast and shows a beach full of seals, young and old. More than 4,500 seals are expected to be born along the Blakeney coast in 2023, up from only 25 in 2001. This staggering rise is due to an abundance of fish for the seals to eat and the National Trust's effort to keep the beach clean.
Eagle-eyed commuters on their way to work were able to catch a glimpse of the city's favourite otter hunting and eating a fish breakfast. Known as Oscar, the animal has become popular among locals who walk, kayak and paddleboard along the river where he's often spotted. The Wensum around the city does seem to have a good population of fish, such as the small roach. Otters can move large distances in search of food, and they're sometimes seen in the city, especially in the autumn and winter.
With our last news items, we have reached the end of part one, and we will hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. We hope you enjoy what we have been able to present to you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. With that, it is a goodbye from John and myself.